אתם עם SBS בעברית.
I was neat. There was a star-studded reception in Sydney's Double Bay last Thursday night when Prime Minister Scott Morrison received the Jerusalem Prize for his staunch support and his friendship of Israel. He said, Prime Minister Scott Morrison, that Australia will believe in Israel's right to exist in peace for as long as we have breath. He actually became quite emotional, Scott Morrison, during his speech. He had to take a moment to compose himself when he told the audience about his father, John, a former mayor of Waverley, and how his father was honored by the Jewish community many years ago for his involvement in the establishment of Moriah College. Scott Morrison said, "For you to honor me tonight is very special. It means a lot to me, and it means a lot to my father, who he revealed is under the care of the wonderful staff at the Walpa Hospital in Woollahra." So an emotional Scott Morrison saying thank you to the Jewish community who has honored him with the Jerusalem Prize. He joins an esteemed roll call of recipients, including former Prime Minister John Howard, Bob Hawke, and Julia Gillard. And Scott Morrison says that this is a sign of the unshakable nature of the relationship between Australia and Israel. He said, "Israel can always depend on Australia. We believe in the nation of Israel. We believe in its right to exist in peace." He reiterated his government was taking a strong stand against the targeting of Israel at the United Nations. He says, "All too often, the United Nations, an institution, has allowed anti-Semitism to seep into its deliberations under the language of disguised language of human rights." He says that the Australian government is not buying that. You can read Scott Morrison's remarks on the front page this week of the Australian Jewish News. He's just received the Jerusalem Prize.
And it's written by Evan Zlatkis.
Right,
we are talking to you, Evan. Evan, can you please tell our listeners what it is, the Jerusalem Prize, in case they don't know?
Nita, the Jerusalem Prize, it's given to recipients who have shown their staunch support, friendship of Israel. Scott Morrison's done exactly that. The Zionist Federation says that he has been unfailing in his support of the Jewish state. Last year, of course, he recognized West Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. He's called the United Nations out, saying that they bully Israel. He's been a staunch friend and is a worthy recipient of this prize. He was given a shofar, a commemorative shofar, by Jeremy Liebler, the president of the Zionist Federation of Australia. And as I said before, it was a star-studded reception. You had Solomon Liu and his wife, you had John Gandel there, Dave Sharma was in the audience. It was the who's who of the community.
And we are talking to Evan Zlatkis, senior journalist at the Australian Jewish News. Evan, the Australian Governor General is going to visit Israel.
Yeah, this is some exciting news. Of course, it comes after we revealed that Reuven Rivlin, the president of Israel, he'll be coming to Australia early next year. He'll be speaking at the UAA event. And we have some dignitaries heading to Israel as well. Governor General David Hurley and his wife Linda will visit Israel early next year to mark the 75th anniversary of the liberation of Auschwitz. The couple will join dozens of world leaders, including Russian President Vladimir Putin and French President Emmanuel Macron in Jerusalem in January for the 5th World Holocaust Forum. This forum will see world leaders come together in Jerusalem to discuss how to fight anti-Semitism. Reuven Rivlin, the president, will host these dignitaries at a dinner, and he said that we will come together to think about how to pass on Holocaust remembrance to generations who live in a world without survivors and what steps we must take to ensure the safety and the security of Jews all around the world. David Hurley, he actually spoke to the Jewish News this week, the Governor General. He said that this is a historic and an incredibly important occasion for the remaining survivors and descendants, for Jewish people, and for all of humanity. David Hurley says it's an opportunity to reflect, to remember, and to recommit to ensuring such atrocities are never again committed.
Evan, the ECAJ, the Executive Council of Australian Jewry, has a new president. Can you please tell us about it?
Yes, Nita, a big mazel tov to Gillian Siegel, who has been appointed the new president of the Executive Council of Australian Jewry. Anton Block, the outgoing president, he's been in the role for 3 years in Melbourne, and the presidency has gone back to Sydney under Gillian Siegel, a very well-known and respected communal figure. She paid tribute this week to her great female predecessors, Diane Steinman and Nina Bassett, who are all former presidents of the Executive Council of Australian Jewry. She says there needs to be more women in communal leadership roles. Gillian Siegel also paid tribute to Anton Block for his contributions during his term, saying that he was very measured and did a great job as a head of the Executive Council of Australian Jewry. In fact, the ECAJ, they just released their annual anti-Semitism report last week, and the latest figures reveal that the number of anti-Semitic incidents in Australia has not seen a significant increase. However, the nature of the incidents has become more serious, according to the ECAJ. Now, this anti-Semitism report notes that the total number of attacks in the last year was 368. This is a jump of only two more than the previous 12 months. But particularly concerning, according to the ECAJ, was the 30% spike in the number of reported incidents involving direct verbal abuse, harassment and intimidation. Nitsa, there was a report out in the mainstream media last week, which your listeners might have heard about, when a group of four people in a Coles store in Victoria entered the store wearing Nazi uniforms. They had swastikas on their uniforms. They walked into the Coles store, and horrified shoppers actually confronted these people. They were aged in their early 20s. Shoppers came up and confronted them, saying that their outfits were highly disrespectful, and these four people actually laughed and responded that it was only a joke. So that incident came to light just as this report was released, Nitsa.
That's very disturbing. People wearing Nazi uniform and they think it's just a joke. 6 million people didn't die because of just a joke. Even on a different matter altogether, I mean, it's actually connected. The Nazi hunter, Beata Karsfeld, was in Sydney.
She was in Sydney and she spoke exclusively to the Jewish News. Nazi hunter, it's quite a title to have. She has a stern warning about the political situation in Europe. She says in Germany, in Europe, the extreme groups are coming up to power. She says Europe remains a haven of security, and for this we have to fight against the extremists. We cannot wait until it's too late.
We are talking to Evan Zlatke, senior journalist at the Australian Jewish News, and you are listening to SBS Shalom Australia with Nitsa Lowenstein. Evan, before we go, there was so much money collected for the bushfire victims by the Jewish community, $500,000.
Yes, this is unbelievable. An overwhelming response, Nitsa, from the Australian Jewish community. Obviously, these bushfires have devastated parts of New South Wales. Lives have been lost, homes have been lost, properties damaged, and the Jewish community has sprung a call to arms and has raised more than $420,000 for victims of the bushfires, all the proceeds going to the Vinnies Bushfire Appeal. This was a joint effort between the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies and the organisation Stand Up. The President of the Board of Deputies, Leslie Berger, he's urging the Jewish community to contribute whatever it can to this campaign. He says this appeal demonstrates the effectiveness of Jewish communal support when the cause, even one not directly impacting the Jewish community, is important enough. He says this is certainly the case when it comes to supporting farmers and those in regional areas affected by the devastating bushfires.
Evan Zlatke, senior journalist at Australian Jewish News, thank you so much and have a great week.
רוצים לשמוע עוד סיפורים? האזינו דרך האפל פודקאסט, גוגל פודקאסט, ספוטיפיי, או בכל מקום אחר בו ניתן להאזין לפודקאסטים.